Welcome back. 20 minutes past 9 o'clock. 53 political parties contesting in the Cape Metro in this local government elections. We've focused largely on the bigger political parties, but we're also putting some focus on the smaller parties, parties that are making their first appearances in particularly local government elections. One of them is the International Party. On their website, they say they're a global political organization aiming to be in harmony with nature, practical, timeless, and enhance freedom. Nick van der Walt is the co-leader of the International Party. Nick, how are you doing this morning? Surely, for a local government elections, what is essentially a community-based election, the name the International Party is a bit too broad, isn't it?
Good morning. I'm also good, thanks. Yes, it is broad. It is. We have a focus on a global scale, but we have a bottom-up focus. Mm. So it starts at local level, and then it builds up from there towards a global vision. So one of our key visions is a model that Switzerland have, is to have, rather than big national states, we envision a world of small city-states that can cooperate in a global confederacy. Mm. So power on sovereignty should rather be on the local level in your city than artificial national states. Especially like in Africa, many of the states are drawn up by colonial powers long time ago. They are artificial constructs, and they cut through ethnic lines and group people together who sometimes ended up in civil wars and so. And we think if they can come to a group and talk and redraw their borders and maybe have small city-states, there would be less conflict, and a lot of that could be solved.
You're very right. Nation states are but political man-made constructs. But how does that very big globalist thinking, the big picture thinking, affect the person living in Wallerstein, in Plumstead, in Tableview, in Komaki? How do you expect them to focus on that message when they are voting in a municipal election?
Yes, of course, we have ideas for the local governments also. And of course, when we focus on Cape Town, we have to think of what we can do in the local elections. And one of our key values of the International Party is to think of the environment and to be conscious about it. So we have a lot of green ideas. So for instance, for places like Cape Town and Joburg, where we also stand, one of the things that we would try to do is to plant a lot more trees, especially in poor neighborhoods. And if you can make it fruit trees, that would help to green up the city, it would bring nature to poor kids, and it could even maybe provide a meal to someone at some day. another key point also on the environment is to clean up the cities. There's a lot of plastic ending up in our rivers. They are extremely polluted. Streets are dirty, especially in the poorer neighborhoods. so we would really like to implement a lot of policies that can clean this up. Even if it would mean a ban on single-use plastics like plastic bags and plastic bottles, that's one of the things that we could do. But of course, we would also focus on the normal service delivery things, the basic things, like just the maintenance of storm water and water supply, electricity and roads. If you can just, in South Africa, keep the maintenance up to standard, then we could stop the regression that's going on currently, because many municipalities all over the country, you can't even talk about expansion and investment in new infrastructure. They can't even maintain what's already there. Interesting, the Bureau for Economic Research at Stellenbosch University has just released a research report on local governments, municipalities, and it is a dire situation. There's really a need for change in that regard. And if people keep on voting for the same parties, things are not going to change.
One of the platforms on your manifesto, your proposals, is create a forum for the discussion of regional borders and more independence. Are you part of broadly a Cape independence movement?
We think it could go in that direction. We would, in such a forum, allow for if people of the Cape feel that they want to be independent and have more authority of their own, then by all means, why not? That is one of the principles that we stand for, and then they can determine their own policies better. If you look at studies of economic small states like Monaco and Singapore and Hong Kong, they tend to be very prosperous because they can focus on their own problems and their own situations, whilst national and federal governments normally don't see what's going on local level, and they don't solve those problems.
So you're calling for essentially the devolution of responsibilities of national and provincial government into local structures.
Yes, definitely.
Tell me a little bit more about your party. You're about a year old. You're one of three co-leaders. How does a political organization run with three equal co-leaders?
It's because we believe in the dilution of power. Many times in history, when there's a single leader, they consolidate too much power and it gets out of the hand and they misuse it. They say power corrupts people. So we try to avoid that. So if you have three equal leaders, then a vote of two can always carry a motion forward out of the three. But that's also just a mechanism to prevent one person having too much power and you know, abusing power for his own purposes. And that's also a way to avoid corruption. That's why we do it like that.
What's your plans for the local government elections? Are you contesting all 116 wards? What are you hopeful to get? I must admit, I have seen one poster of the international party. It's in the CBD. I think it's on the corner of Walter Sisulu and Buitengracht at the convention center. It's a solitary poster that I saw there. How are you trying to attract voters in this election? What are you pitching to them?
Well, like you said, we are a very new party, so our first mission is to get into the council, if we can have one or two representatives at the end of the day. And that would become a forum where we can start to inform people of better options and better policies and greener policies. So we have an organic growth model. We don't expect to win this election, but if we can get just some representation, it's a good start. And from there on, we can then contest national elections 2 or 3 years from now and grow over the long term. It's unrealistic to expect that you can win, that a small new party can win an election like this immediately. So what we can offer voters is bold and new ideas. It's a chance to vote for something different other than what they've had for the last 3 decades, and things won't change. If they keep on the same track.
Well, that's quite realistic, and not setting your expectations too high. It's modest, and I think I like it. Another project that I like is your Trees for Townships project. I think it's very much workable. But I must ask you, on your website, you talk about a grander international plan of creating manageable city-states in the Sahara Desert, but how do you water the Sahara Desert? You propose building an underground water tunnel from the mouth of the Congo River and piping water all the way to the Sahara. That doesn't seem too realistic for me, Nick.
That's one of the longer-term strategies or visions that we can have. A possible solution for the climate change problem. And the massive poverty problem, especially in Africa. How do you address those? And many times economic development is in conflict with the environment, especially like the model China followed So they grew and they had an economic miracle, but at a huge environmental cost. So there's a, we should find a way that can address both these problems simultaneously. And one idea that we can offer, with, that we came up with, is there's a huge piece of empty land in the Sahara. If you could somehow get water there and you can green the whole place, you would capture a lot of carbon in terms of the new plants that will grow there. And you can also create a lot of economic opportunities and jobs and housing for millions or even a billion people. It's, how it's possible is there are areas in the Sahara which are below sea level, and if you pipe the water from the Congo River to those areas, water can flow down by gravity.
Nick, I'm going to ask you. You have a 30 second elevator pitch to Cape Townians who are listening. Why should they vote for the International Party? 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, they should vote for us because we have bold new ideas. We plan to focus on the environment in the city, to get it cleaner, to get it greener. And one thing also, the RDP housing ideas of government, the problem with that is it cements poverty into the fabric of society for a whole century. We would definitely build much better, or use the subsidies for much better and more decent housing.
Nick van der Walt, co-leader of the International Party, thank you so much for joining us. Your thoughts? Let me know, 021-446-0566.